Around my house, there are dish towels to me. To my wife, they're all tea towels.
Well, to me, there's dish towels, even if they had that embroidery on them, but...
Did your mother use anything in the water to rub the dishes when they were dirty? She have?
No, I don't know of. You mean scouring pads and stuff like that?
No, I was thinking more of a shirt tail or an old sock or...
Oh, yes, she used a dish rag. And... Of course, they always made it out of first one thing or the other, because now then, you know, they just... You always pick them up in the supermarket for...
Yeah. I couldn't understand that when my wife started buying a dish rag. She's educated me. What did your mother call her best dishes?
The china.
And did she ever go out in the spring of the year and get anything that was growing to decorate the house?
What do you mean? Flowers for vases?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Bouquets.
Uh-huh. What would you say that is in the lamp there that's making the light?
The bulb.
And when you want to turn on the water at the sink, you turn on the...
We just turn on the faucet.
And if you want to water the yard, you turn on the...
Usually a hydrant out there, you know. What's the difference, the faucet in the house, the hydrant in the yard? I believe that's spelled hydrant, isn't it?
Yeah. And if someone has you in dire straits, you say he's got you over a...
Over a barrel.
What do you call those metal straps around the barrel?
Oh, you're talking about the old wooden barrel, eh? Barrel hoops.
And if kids go down to buy 10 cents worth of candy, the grocer will put it in what?
Oh, a bag. Go down the bottom, so I may call them a poke.
Still call them a poke down there?
Yeah.
Would the up here call them a poke?
I doubt it. But I bet you can go out 6 miles, 7 down here in these bottoms, you'll find them calling Pope.
Huh. Wonder if I should have gone. Thing is, that's dying. I've gotten Pope in several places in the state. Old people.
Uh-huh.
Would these be young people, or? Well, I guess they would if their folks called them Popes. They might accidentally.
Yeah. I don't know. Of course, they've always been written right on the corner of a very sized bag, mm-hmm. And to us, they've always been a bag. But it's always been amusing to me, having worked with people. Well, you know, the type of people that are common laborers in these bottoms live down there, and they always called it a poke for a bag, and they toted stuff in a sack. You know, they take a gunny sack and tote stuff. I don't know why in the heck they didn't just carry it like everybody else, but do you ever know, have you run into that word a lot?
No, I haven't run into it a lot, but I have met it.
The tote stuff.
And you get, mostly it's old fashioned though, it's dying fast.
Yeah. Right, Johnner, that's what ruins what you're doing right here.
Well, that...
15 years ago, you could tell a man within 100 miles of where he came from, but today, they hear it from all over, and the war, too, you see, mixed people from all over.
Yeah, that's more important than this, the war and the school bus.